Blog Talk Radio.
That is dynasty right there. We got that love and feeling. And man, oh man, I've got to tell you, I got that love and feeling right now because guess who we got on the line today? Oh my God. Astrid.
Hey.
What's up, Ed?
Hi, Ordell. Can you hear me?
Yes. How you doing, sweetheart? How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thank you. Thank you for letting me be a part of your show. I'm excited to talk to you. Well, we talk much often.
Huh? What's that? What'd you say?
Well, we talk much often, but not on the radio, so.
I know. And everyone gets to hear you and see you, and it's really strange because, I mean, they don't get to hear you. They get to see you. And so now they get to hear this voice that goes with this beautiful lady. And it's absolutely amazing. It's just so nice to hear you. I'm so glad that you're doing good. You know, I've been hanging out with Asher for about 2 or 3 years now. And, Asher, say hi to Greg. Greg's in the house.
Oh,
Asher, say hello to Greg.
Hey, Greg, how you doing? I heard you're afraid to call in, too. But next time, you have to be here, Greg. We're our team, right? So. I think Dana is listening. I'm not sure why, but I think Dana is listening. Hey, Dana.
Oh, yeah. So, I want to give a shout out to James and Pablo over there at Dance Radio for giving, you know, me such a wonderful interview the other day. I really appreciate you hooking that up, and I had such a great time with those guys. It was so much fun.
Yes, it was. We had a lot of fun too, Wardell. Yes. And we had another special guest in our show, Mr. All Star Fresh. The guy who asked you questions as well, remember?
What's that? Oh, yeah, exactly. What's his name again?
All-Star Fresh.
Okay.
All-Star Fresh. Right. He lived in the States as well.
Okay, all right. Well, yeah, he was awesome, too, and I really enjoyed that. And you know what? Let me see something.
What?
Oh, Greg, is that you, Greg?
Hey, it's me.
Greg.
Hey, Greg.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We got Greg and Asher from the other side of the pond.
Yes.
It's the whole team.
The whole team, man. It is so cool to have you guys on. And I'm so excited because you guys do so much work for us, and you know, and no one ever hears your voices, and so now there you are, and now I get to interview you guys.
Oh my goodness! Well, it's nice to hear Astrid's voice. I've not heard you before, Astrid.
No, I haven't heard you either, Craig. This is wonderful.
Oh my god!
It's like a reunion.
Yeah,
we're having a nice. This is our own Solar Records Radio reunion, and I'm excited about it. And so let me just start off with the lady first in the house. The first question goes to Astrid. So Astrid,
yeah.
I want to ask you, like, what is it about Solar music that got you so into it? I mean, because the way I met you is because of what you were doing with posting the Whisper stuff left and right. And I'm going, why is this lady posting all my stuff? What is going on here? And what is it about that music?
Well, the Whispers are having such a beautiful message in their song, and the melody is awesome. It's just the whole package. It's a combination from the harmony, the lyrics, and well, I love it. I can't explain it. There are some songs that I can play for over and over and over, and I just can't get enough of them. And I have the same with Lakeside, a couple of songs of Lakeside Dynasty. So it's just the whole package for them. It's hard to explain. You'll hear it or you don't.
Yeah. right. Yes. Well, you know what, and that's really good, you know, hearing that from you. Astrid, you know, she speaks multiple languages, so I'm just so proud of her that she is able to express herself. And so thank you for that, Astrid. Greg, I'm going to ask you the next question. Greg.
Okay.
Oh my God, Greg. Greg is here. So Greg, you know, you have this amazing gift. With you have an eye for all kinds of different arts. I've watched you, you know, with the stuff that you post on your page or pictures of, you know, buildings and just landscape, and then the hair, like the lady right now, I'm looking at you. You know, you said this is it for her. It's a big change today, and you do hair, and then all of a sudden, somehow, you got hooked up with me, and now you're doing the most amazing flyers. I mean, what is it about you and art?
Well, I think that it's literally a case of I'm not academic at all, and it's a case of I want to create all the time, whether it's a photograph or a flyer, or I also make models. I just like to create. It just to be creative, it feeds me. It keeps me alive.
Oh,
everybody should create. Everybody should create something. Everybody should create something.
I mean, the creator created us, and we are in the image of him. We were made in the image of him, so we're little creators, right?
Yes, true.
Yeah. Right, and so it makes you, and so you do a great job, Greg. I have to tell you, man, that your postings are outstanding, and they get better all the time. I mean, just the other day, I just told you yesterday, I was just showing Dayla. I said, Dayla, look at this. Look at this thing on my... on my page, and look at this. She said, "Who did that, Greg?" I said, "Yeah," and she's like, "Wow, well, what is that?" And I was like, "I don't know what it is." So I blew it up and made it big, and I find out it's a music note going through the letters, and it was just like, man, that kind of detail, dude, is just amazing. So
yes,
you know, my
I agree.
I mean, that's crazy. Ashley, do you want to ask Greg a question about that?
Yes. Yes, Greg, you're an amazing artist. And I want to thank you as well because you made some flyers for Dance Radio.
Yes.
For the show from Pablo and James Henry. So I'm very thankful and grateful for you that you want to help me out with that.
You're quite welcome. We're a good team.
Yes, we are.
We should form a group.
Hold it, but I have to be the lead singer.
Oh, no. Oh, never. Okay. Forget that one. Move on.
Greg definitely can't be the lead singer. So, actually, we might have to put you. We can be in the back, and we'll put you out in the front.
Well, I think that Don's chair should be the singer. Don's chair.
Oh, Lord, don't mention Don's chair.
Perfect pitch.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, oh, man. So anyway, Greg, do you have any questions for Astrid? Anything you want to ask her?
Yeah, so how did you get involved with the dance station?
With the other dance radio, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, well, when I was, I think, 13 years old, 1980, I was listening to a radio station. It was called Radio Disco Action.
Okay.
But the radio station was illegal.
Oh, you naughty girl.
Oh,
yeah.
Go ahead, naughty.
Don't
naughty.
Say that.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. You know a little bit more about me. I'm not that innocent. But, so I listen to them all the time, and I just recorded it, the songs that I love to hear. They played Rick James, Stacey Ledersaw, who else? Well, a lot of R&B artists that I never heard on the normal Dutch radio. So
yes, of course.
They took my attention, and... they stayed in the air for a couple of years, and then they shut down the station because it was illegal. So I was very sad. And I think a couple of months earlier, I think in August, probably in July or something.
Okay.
I got a friend request from James Henry, and under his profile it says a DJ from Radio Disco X. So I thought, who is that? So I accepted the friend request, and we started talking, and he said he was from the station. So I told my story that I was a fan of their show. I was listening all the time. And then he invited me to come to the studio. I said, why don't you come to the studio? We have a live studio, and you're welcome. So I went there the first time on July 7th. And since then, I'm there every week. So it's just a lot of fun. And we had Wardell in the show last Wednesday. I didn't know it. Did you hear that, Greg, the interview?
Hold on 1 second. I got to turn his mic back on because some noise is back there. Did you hear that question, Greg? That asked that?
Yes, I did. Yes, I heard.
It's just noise in the background.
Oh, that's okay.
You sound like Don.
Hey, yeah, I've got no popcorn.
You and Don are cousins. So you can answer her question, Greg, if you heard it.
Did you hear the show from last Wednesday?
No, I didn't hear the show. I'm going to listen to it this weekend.
Oh, well, you have to wait till I have it. They recorded the show, and you can probably listen to it on Mixcloud, but it's not there yet. So.
Oh, okay.
When it's out there, I will post it. I will share it.
Yes, please do, yes. Will you post that on the... Yeah, post that, please. Yeah, that'd be great.
Of course.
Oh,
no
man.
Problem.
This is so awesome. I just want to say you guys are blessing me so much. Just hearing your voices here on Soul Live Records Radio. You guys are naturals. Y'all need to come back on. People now, they can now put the voice with the name. And then, you know, so thank you for giving everybody a chance to hear your voices and stuff. And so, Astrid,
yes.
I know that you like Lakeside and I know one of your favorite songs, and also uh-oh, there go Greg again. He's just like he and Don are cousins for sure. Greg loves the Whispers. Can you guys both pick a song from your group and I'll play it for you?
Oh, okay,
so
yeah, I have one.
Choose which one would you want to hear, Astrid? From I know you like Lakeside, right? It's up to you.
Yeah, it's difficult to choose, but I think Welcome Into My Dreams from The Whispers. It's written by Grady Wilkins, their musical director. Yeah, it's a very beautiful song.
My buddy. And then, okay, so Greg, what about you? Do you have a solo song, the one solo song you can pick out that I can play for you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, without any shadow of a doubt, the number one to me, way above any other, is Keep On Loving Me, which, of course, you wrote.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
cool. All right, well, you know, guys, I mean, I just want to say, you know, before I do that, is there anything else you guys would like to say to the listeners and to some of your friends that may be listening?
Well, people, keep on listening. We keep on loving you and sharing the beautiful songs from Solar and all the other artists. So, we're here for you.
All right. That's beautiful. And Greg?
This is such a great way of everybody around the world coming together, sharing music, sharing thoughts and ideas, post on the page, let's get together and let's grow this station.
Absolutely, I agree.
That is beautiful, that is beautiful. But, you know, I was about to go to the music, but Greg's cousin is on the phone, so... Here he is. Don Fleming's in the house.
Hey,
Don.
We got Greg. They got Greg and Astrid on the line, Don. Can you believe it? Don, Don, where did you go?
I'm here. I had to, I muted myself for a second.
Oh, okay. So can you believe we got Greg and Astrid on the line?
Hey, Don.
Oh, nice.
Hi, guys.
Hey, y'all. What's going on? What's going on?
Everything is okay.
Yeah, we're great.
Wow.
That's amazing, right? Yeah, Greg and I are on the other part of the world. We are so far away from you guys, and we're so close to each other, huh?
Yes,
It is amazing. So now, listen, just because, you know, Don just got on the line, if you guys have a question for Don, go for it.
Okay.
Oh, God. They don't have any questions for me.
No.
Go ahead.
Well, Don, did you get the WD-40? Sorry, Don. Sorry.
Yeah, I did it. Actually, I did. I did. And I'm getting a new chair.
Well,
see, I'm shaking in the seat right now. You can't even hear the squeaks.
Oh, we can, but I already told Wardell that your chair has better pitch than Wardell, so don't worry about it.
Oh, goodness.
Hey, John, I just want you to know that Greg can never talk about your squeakiness anymore because he is loud. He's got all kind of noise.
Oh,
so
see there?
I said, so you and Don are cousins, man.
Don't talk me around.
What about you, Ash? Did you have any questions for Don?
No, not yet. Maybe later.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Don.
She said maybe later. It's okay. I don't even know why he's doing this to y'all, but no, I'm good. I appreciate it.
Don, do you have any questions for them? Either one.
Actually, I'm good. I'm just glad you guys I'm able to get a chance to talk to you guys, and I'm glad you're here. So. Let's do this all together. Let's spread the love together. I appreciate
it. Yes, absolutely.
So thanks again, guys. Hang in there. I'll be right back. We're gonna take a little music break and just keep on loving all of us, you guys. We appreciate it. Until I record.
Okay, cool. Yes.
Great.
Well, there you go. There you go, guys. Oh, Lord, there's so much going on. So, Switchboard. Somebody, I hear feedback, and let me see. Don has control over his own mic, so he'll turn it on when he's ready. But it's so, the switchboard is lit up with all you guys, and my heart is lit up, too, because I'm so happy, so excited that that you guys are here doing this with us and stuff. And so that last song by The Deal, Two Occasions, I mean, what a beautiful ballad, huh, Astrid?
Absolutely. And this is a special occasion, though. I think this is a very special occasion to have all of us together. So,
It truly. Well, you know, after, like, let me see, I've been knowing you guys now for quite a while. It's been like 2 or 3 years with you, Astrid, and it's been about a year and a half with Greg. And this is the first time that you guys have been on the show, and it's together too, and that's really awesome. I love it.
Yes.
I love it. It makes me happy.
Yeah, I remember you asked me if I wanted to come into the show or call into the show, but we didn't know how to do that. So,
I know.
I tried.
Yeah.
And I was nervous as well.
Yes, me too.
Yes. So do you guys have any questions for me as a musician from Solar Records? I know Greg is full of questions all the time. So Astrid or Greg, is there any questions you guys may have in regards to Solar, since we are celebrating the sound of Los Angeles music?
Well, Wardell, we just had you in the show of Dance Radio, and most questions came, well, not most of them, but a few came from me already, so.
Oh, really? Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I didn't know that. Okay. Well, Greg.
Okay. Do you think I might have a question?
Of course you do. You always do.
Okay. So my question for both of you, actually, because again, you know, Wardell, you were inside the bubble, and Astrid, you were like me outside the bubble. So my question would be, like, you know, like using the Dynasty album covers as an example, like the first two album covers were okay, but the next two, which was the Second Adventure and Right Back At You, I thought great album covers. What makes a great album cover?
Well, you know, I think that what makes a great album cover is what you put into it. Like, people, like, for instance, Lakeside was absolutely amazing.
Yes,
Always having a new theme about whatever they were going to put out, right? And so it's like, okay, what are they going to be next? You know, so we started looking forward to the album covers just to see what was going to be next. But I think it takes a lot of care and preparation. You know, people need to really care about what they're putting out there and let it have a message in it. And I think having a message is the most important thing, even if it's subliminal, because at the end of the day, you know, we like to, because I'm just like you guys, I buy records too, right? And I used to buy them when I was younger. And so I like to be able to go in there and just get lost in the album cover, get lost in the what's on the inside of the album.
Yeah.
Not like Greg and smell the vinyl. Like, but I just loved all of the little things that would be on the inside, and sometimes they would even have posters that we could hang on our walls and stuff. And so I just think that it just takes a very thoughtful person or a thoughtful team to put it together that care about the people that are buying the material, and to really make it so that, you know, they can deliver a really nice cover.
Mm-hmm. But I'm looking at some covers from Dynasty now, and I see photos of the members of Dynasty, but not the whole group.
Yes.
I see Leon, Kevin, Linda, and William. But where are you and Richard?
Okay, so that's an amazing observation on your part. So basically, what happened is Dynasty started off as just Kevin and Linda and Nigel. It was just them three, right? The very first record when Leon left the Slivers and he was putting together a group, Dynasty, Leon was still under contract, so he was not able to be on another record label, so he had to be there as a producer. But, you know, just so Leon was not on the album. I was not on the album. A lot of us, Ricky, Richard, Pepper, a lot of the people that played on it was not there. And so by the time the next album came up, then Leon had got added William Shelby into it, right? Because William Shelby was the one that was really, he was writing a lot of the songs.
Yeah.
So it was a problem for Dick Griffey to bring in everybody because it's a big, it's a much bigger financial situation. So he wasn't trying to just do that. He had us already, so he didn't have to be contractually with us because he had us as writers, producers, you know, and musicians. And so Dynasty really didn't get enough time. If we were able to focus on Dynasty, that would have, you know, like what they did on the second Adventure album, they put us all on there because everybody knew that we were the group. We were who we were. And so everybody needed to be seen. But what happened is after we did the second Adventures album, we got so busy producing everybody else, and not just the people at Solar, but like Janet Jackson, people outside of Solar.
Yeah.
And you know, and just so many different artists, Glenn Jones and other people that we were producing. And so it was like Dynasty, it wasn't that important anymore for us because we were not focused on that. And so Kevin and them were trying to do something to continue the Dynasty thing going because they were the group, right? And so they were still, so they put out another group, another record and stuff, and that's where all the drum machines and all that stuff was coming and technology was changing. Everybody was refocusing on new ventures, and so it started to fade away, Dynasty. So that's why we never got to see the full impact of who Dynasty really was on the album cover because we were moving too much. We were too many pieces that were all over the place.
Okay.
And so it's a great question. Great question. Great.
I remember when I bought the second Adventure and I was in the early 20s and I remember looking at the album and smelling the vinyl on the bus home. And I remember seeing I was sitting on the back seat so no one could watch me do it. But anyway, so I remember seeing the photographs on the back of the album cover, which featured Wardell and all the rest of the group. And I remember that was the first time I'd ever seen all the group. And I remember it made me excited to get the album home and to hear everything on the album played and sung by all these people. But although it was great to see all the members, it didn't say on the album cover who was who. So I didn't know who Wardell was, or I didn't know who anybody was, really, apart from Leon and Kevin. But that's why I think that the album covers make a big difference, because the album covers used to get me excited.
Absolutely. And the same here. It's really important. And so now, you know, things are so different. And, you know, and the older I get, the harder it is for me to see. And they're making everything small. I'm like, I can't see that. Are you kidding me? Can you give me an album cover? You know, because
the
CDs were so much smaller than the album. Like, remember the cassettes before that, right? The cassettes, they were just getting smaller and smaller. And so now it's just a little button you push with your finger. You got to be kidding me. So I'm excited to say that Dynasty is coming out in October with vinyl. Because other companies, other artists have decided to do that as well, to release the vinyl, because, you know, vinyl, there's something about the vinyl that is different than the digital. You know, it's that vinyl is analog. And so what happens in the analog world, the bottom and everything is a lot fatter. So you can really feel that bottom. And so that's why we wanted to also have a vinyl, because it's just if we're going to go throw it back, we're going to throw it all the way back. And so, but we also going to have a digital copy for the people that don't really appreciate vinyl. So we'll have a digital version, and we're going to have 45, two singles. So coming out in October, Dynasty. Check it out. Listen out for it.
Wow. That's awesome.
That's fantastic news.
And by the way, I just want to mention, Ricky Freeze produced these songs. So these are two songs that are produced by Ricky Freeze. I'm so excited because I love
them. Even better,
Ricky Freeze is, you know, he was the keyboard player in Dynasty, but he's been a musical director for Morris Day, the bass player for Morris Day for 30 years, almost 30 years. So for a long time, you know. So everybody went different places, like, you know, and like, for instance, me and Dana Myers and William Zimmerman and Joey Gallo, we left Solar and went to A&M Records, and we started doing all kind of stuff over there and producing other artists, you know, through them and for them. And also, Ricky went to Morris Day, and he's been doing that for 30 years with him. And so different people did different things. We lost Pepper Reed along the way, an amazing guitar player. But, you know, Glenn Barbie, you guys, I'm not sure if you know Glenn Barbie. He's Dr. Barbie. He went to college. And got his degree, and he became a physician, you know. And so just so I'm just so proud of, you know, my brothers who continue to, you know, to just do life and do whatever they needed to do and follow their passions and stuff. And Leon Silver is still in the studio, still same spots. He's still doing the same thing. He's a studio rat. So so we're gonna get back to the music, all right? I thank you guys. I'm so blessed because you guys are here. And so I wanna play the song that Astrid asked for in the beginning. So here we go again with the Whispers on Soul Eye Records Radio.
Yes.
In every way, you're part of me, all I am, all I'll ever be. If I'm weak, when I should be strong, you're my strength to carry on. What's so wrong with wishing that's the way it could be? I wish you were real instead of make. This is my fantasy.
This song was written specifically for our brother, Mr. Jeffrey Daniels, on Soul Out of the Radio.
Thank you.
Finally here, Waddell. How you doing, sir?
What's going on, Lucas? How you doing? I love that. Everybody, let everybody say hello here. This is my brother, Lucas.
Hey.
Hello, Lucas.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
All right.
How you all doing?
Oh, my goodness, man. We're great, man. It's so nice for you to be here. I know that you're on your break right now. And and we're just so grateful that the timing worked out so cool. Now we're going to have an interview with you tomorrow, and so but we just wanted to make sure that we were able to connect, man. So much love to you, man, from Solar. Much love from Solar Records Radio and the sound of Los Angeles music. We hope you're doing good.
Thanks for having me, man.
Oh, great, man. So Lucas, just real quickly. Just tell us a little bit about what you're doing right now.
So I'm making the best music that there is, which is soul music, soul R&B music, and I feel blessed that I'm in a position to do that, and I thank you guys for your support as well. I've got a single out at the moment. It's a remix of a track I had out in 2019. It's called What Turns You On. So the remix is out now, so check that out. But yeah, it's busy times, man. Just trying to get as much material out there as I can and connect with people like yourself, which is always a good look.
Awesome. Well, man, we look forward to it. I just wanted to make sure we could connect, and it's all good. I'm excited about tomorrow. I'll be in touch with you after the show. And thank you so much, man, for taking the time out and sharing with the world what you do, man, and sharing your gifts to the world. We appreciate you.
Absolute pleasure, Waddell. Thank you for having me, and I look forward to our next chat.
All right, my brother. God bless, and I'll see
God
you
bless.
Soon. See you tomorrow. Yes,
take care.
Yes. Okay. All right, guys. There you go, right there. Our brother Lucas, we'll be here tomorrow. We're going to have a great time. It all worked out. Greg, you got what you wanted.
Oh, I can't wait. Lucas is my modern day hero.
Yeah, I mean he's really big over there in the UK. I mean he's making some noise, and his songs are great. I'm like, wow.
Oh yeah, yes, absolutely.
Well, I think I'm gonna learn more about Lucas tomorrow because he's brand new for me. I don't know anything about Lucas.
You will learn. Because I know that you have a great respect for good R&B music, you're going to love his music.
Okay.
Yes.
You're gonna love
yes.
him. Yeah. He's on that side of the pond, so you're really gonna be happy.
Okay, cool.
And Dance Radio would love to have him once they hear you gotta share.
Yeah.
They're gonna ooh man. And so don't forget great, Esther, I'm sorry, Esther.
Oh yeah, no, I was talking to a member of BB&Q Band. You familiar with them, Greg?
Yes, yes, of course.
Yes, and Wardell, you? Well, are you familiar with the BB&Q Band?
Yeah, we interviewed them. Don't you remember us?
Oh yeah, yeah, you interviewed Curtis, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so. Probably in 2 weeks from now, we have Tony Bridges from the BB&Q Band in Dance Radio as a guest, like you were last Wednesday, Wardell. So I'm excited about that. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Because they were very big here. They were very big here in the 80s, bigger than in your own country. So, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. And that's a beautiful thing that, you know, somebody may get it and somebody may not get it. And so,
yes.
You know, same thing with Shalimar.
Yes, Shalimar, yeah.
There It Is was not a single over here in the United States. Over there,
mm-hmm.
it went platinum.
Yes.
Like, what? How is that possible? You know,
yeah.
It was a big hit over there. And over here, it never was released as a single. But people just enjoyed having the album with good songs on it. And it's one of my favorite songs, the song that Dana Myers wrote. Great, great, great song. But anyway, I'm excited.
Oh, yeah, talking about Lynn. Dana. What else? Can I do a shout-out to Dana? Hey, Dana.
Go
ahead. Dana. That's a funny guy, Dana Myers.
Give a shout out to Chuck Gentry while you're there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Chuck, Dana.
Chuck, are you listening, Chuck? Shout out to you, my friend. Because you always shout out to us when you're in the show with Wardell. So this time we turned it around or whatever.
Yes.
things
now it's our turn.
Absolutely. Yes. So I'm just anything else that you guys want to share before we go to the second half of the show? Anything else on your mind?
Oh,
on your heart?
Yeah, I had a question for you, Wardell. No, don't be afraid. It's about your the new song of yours. You're the Kind of Girl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, where did you get the inspiration from to write that song and give it a title like that?
Well, Richard started working on the groove, and so he sent it to me and asked me if I would write it with him. Richard Randolph from Dynasty, rest in peace, my brother. And so he asked me if I would write it with him, and so I started, you know, writing the melody and the lyrics on the song. And so, and then we started, you know, so, but in terms of, like, the title, I just think that, you know, it's, to me, I always want to share love, because love to me is what it's all about. And I just, you know, there is so much hatred going on in the world that I want to be positive. I love positive and optimistic songs. And so I wanted to just say, you know, that you know, you're the kind of girl that I've been looking for. And also, it made me think about where I came from, which is Philly. And it made me think about Ain't No Stopping Us Now and the way that McFadden and Whitehead would sing their choruses. And so I was trying to find because I'm so in love with my history in terms of what I grew up, the way I grew up and the sound of Philadelphia. It was like a part of, you know, my DNA, right? And so I'm always trying to reach out to Philadelphia as much as I can in terms of pulling, you know, that creative, I can't even think of the words, but whatever it is that that was in me that I developed, that I learned from Philly, I try to pull it out of me and put it on the record. And so that's what was on my mind when I was writing that song. You're the Kind of Girl. But You're the Kind of Girl also, it's just, you know, there's all kind of girls out there, and it's somebody for everybody. And I just, you know, the video is kind of shows that. The video will be released on the 27th, I believe it is, of this
month.
Yeah,
I saw it. Correct. But, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so it's got all different types of girls and stuff, because there's somebody for everybody, different types of women, and women are beautiful to me. It just, you know, just like all human beings are beautiful. And so I just thought that's what I wanted to do. And so that's where the inspiration came from.
Okay. Okay, Randall.
But Richard Randolph is the one that gave me the music to write to.
Yes. Yeah. Awesome.
So, by the way, Brian Morgan helped to produce the music with Richard and myself.
Oh,
and
okay.
Boy, and he played the bass. That synthesizer bass, my goodness.
Yeah.
If you listen to the end of the record, Brian just goes off. He just goes off at the end. It's like, whoa. Also, I want you guys to know that Eric Young, you know Eric Young, Astrid?
Yes, yes.
You do?
From the Death Band, right?
No. From Compunction, right?
Oh, sorry,
and
yeah,
so,
Compunction. Sorry, yeah.
Yeah, and he's going to be on the show next Wednesday.
Next
Wednesday.
Oh, serious? I'm with Dance Radio then. I think I'm going to miss that. I'm with Dance Radio live. Crap. Sorry.
It's all good. No. You can. Well, that's the good thing about this internet radio, that you can always
listen back.
Go back and listen. Yeah, it's in the archives and it'll be there. So we got Larry Graham in the archives, and now we're gonna have Larry Eric, you know, Ricky Freeze. We got some amazing bass players in the archives that you guys can all check out and stuff. And some amazing drummers too. So it's all kind of people. If you go to Blog Talk Radio, go to Solar Records Radio, just look, go into our archives, we got all kind of interviews that are absolutely amazing.
And don't forget we had Darnell White as well in the show.
Yes.
That was awesome too.
Who's that? I didn't hear you.
We had Darnell White too a couple of weeks ago.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's right. So, but anyway, Don Fleming is quite, I've never heard him this quiet before. And I just don't, I got to ask Don.
No, actually I was taking some other calls on the other line and everything, but I am back.
Okay.
Well, momentarily, but hey, great. I'm looking forward to, check out, Lucas's work, tomorrow on the show. So, I'm pretty hyped about it. Also, next week we're gonna have a gentleman from Confunction, Eric Young, gonna come hang out with us. So that's a good feeling. I'm good. We got about another 43 minutes left of the show. So yes, man, let's hear some more music, man.
Oh man, we're ready to rock and roll. Okay, that's what I'm talking about here. Here we go.
might just say, there's those who find joy rising with the sun, glad to see another day. As for me, I'm happy as can be, for the joy I found is just like
tomorrow. Come hang out with us at Solar Wants to Dance, and we're going to have a very special guest. Who are we going to have tomorrow, Greg?
Lucasetto, yeah!
He's crazy. And, you know, the reason why Greg's so excited is because he really, really loves his music, and Greg kept on saying, well, yeah, you got to check him out, And I did, and he was right. Music is awesome. Great artist. So we look forward to hanging out with Lucas tomorrow and hear his story as he's taking a break from tour. So it worked out really good. So we're going to have a good time with him. Anyway, anything else on you guys' minds? Anything, any more questions? Anything on your heart? Anything you want to share? What you're feeling?
Go on, Astrid.
No, go ahead, Craig. You're first.
Well, I was just going to say, whilst you're talking about Lucas, I think that anyone out there that's not familiar with Lucas's work, all the old influences you can hear in his work today. And I think that's one of the most beautiful things about Lucas's work. All those old influences are all there with a modern twist. And I think tomorrow, I think Lucas will probably make a lot of new fans, I hope, anyway.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. He's going to do well. And
yes.
I'm excited. I'm looking at one of his songs right here now called About Time. So I
yes.
guess, you know, I mean,
yes.
yeah, he's got some great songs. So you guys got to check him out tomorrow. Come, you know, maybe you could go and go to YouTube and listen to some of his songs and then come tomorrow and tune in with us and hear his story, which is absolutely amazing. So anyway, so Astrid.
Yes, Wardell?
What else is on your mind, sweetheart? Anything else you want to share?
No, not really.
Get in.
Astrid, you're nervous like me.
No, I'm just very relaxing, Greg. So
oh, okay. Great.
I'm just enjoying the music that Wardell is playing. Oh, it's always nice to hear Solar Lakeside. I love Lakeside, especially the ballads, though.
Yes. Lakeside has some great ballads, huh? That's true.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
They're funky, but I love their ballads, too, just like you. Yeah.
Say Yes, Given Into Love, yeah. Time is a beautiful song, Wardell. Haven't heard that for a while.
Yeah, that is a beautiful song. Yeah, we'll play that today before we're out of here. And so, but anyway, I want to, so there's a song that I released, it's the reason I released it, because it, you know, Richard Randolph and I have been buddies for 40-something years, and
mm-hmm.
His untimely death just was really shocking to me. And so we were in the midst of writing a song together.
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing what we were gonna do with it, we were just writing a song, and I was telling you that, Astrid, you're the kind of girl. So what I want to do is play the song that Richard and I wrote, and just let you guys you know, check out just a way for Richard to just reach out to you guys.
Yeah.
You know, it's you know, his last song that he wrote
mm-hmm.
before he passed away. So. So before I play it, anybody, any questions, anything before I play the song?
Oh, we just miss Richard. Well, I can imagine how much you guys who worked with him for more than 40 years and were so good friends with them. That's even more harder than me, like an outsider. So,
I mean, he's very good.
We'll make sure his legacy stays alive on the station.
Yes,
absolutely. And here you go, guys. I'm going to play the song, and Greg Astrid and Wardell will be right back.
Okay.
And when you talk, heaven knows, I can tell we're gonna get closer. Come on, baby, just let it flow. Cause life is right. I feel you, baby, feel you. Let me hold you tight. It's you and I just feeling. Need you in my life. I never met anyone like you. Like you, lady, you're the kind of girl that I need in my life.
my knees, praying every day, and I'm so glad you saved you for me. I'm feeling your electricity. Oh, 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 oh,
it's right.
I feel you, baby, feel you.
Let me hold you tight.
It's you and I that's willing
to be in my life.
I've never met anyone like you, baby, like you, baby.
Okay, I can't get these mics to open up for some reason today.
You recorded, I think you recorded the actual video from YouTube, didn't you?
Because
that whole dude's little zoom at the end, that little zinger at the end, I saw you. So you cut it off. I was like, okay, I knew you had to record that through the music video. But it's all right. That's a great song. You gotta clip it a little bit more so you don't hear that little zinger in the ends. But it's all good though.
I don't know where I got it from. It was just there. So, and you know, Astrid, I don't think Astrid, you didn't send me that song, right?
No, I didn't send you that song. I sent you a couple of others, but not this one.
Yeah, Greg may have said that one too. Greg, that's a good Greg. Got quiet over there. He said, "I'm back." But anyway, guys, so...
Didn't hear any cars zooming by or anything.
That's true. He's not out. So these are probably sitting outside. But I just wanted to thank you guys so much. I really enjoyed doing the show with you guys. It was spontaneous, and it was beautiful, mm-hmm. and I appreciate it very much. Appreciate you hanging out.
I think when it's organic like that, you know, as far as the spontaneity, I think it makes a great show because, again, this isn't anything that's rehearsed. It's something that came from the heart. And I think, you know, with Astrid and Greg and of course, you and I think when we're on the air and having these conversations, man, it's nothing to me. I don't feel it's nothing scripted. We never kind of script, you know, the things that we say or the topics, usually, especially on my show. You know, mm-hmm. I just say from what's from the hip, and you know, and if you know, whether it's Linda calling in or whether it's you or again, or Goldie and things like that, I wanted to be that because again, that's the authenticity of radio, or even though you know, internet radio, but radio nonetheless. I think the genuine satisfaction you get is when the listeners understand and they're like, look. This is a real show. This is what we do. This isn't manufactured. It's just something that's from the heart. And but anyway, I'm glad to be a part of that. So I appreciate it.
Same here, Wardell. Same here. I came home 8:45 this evening, and I thought, oh my gosh, I have 15 minutes before Wardell is coming up, so I have to get ready. and I didn't know that I could call in. I didn't saw your email just earlier in the evening, so I was less nervous to call in. I had no idea I was staying in your show or getting into your show. So it's like Don said, spontaneous and feels good.
That's awesome. It's so good. So good. And did Greg ever make a bet? No. All right. Well,
Greg is gone.
we're gonna say our good goodbyes and stuff. John Fleming is gonna close out the show, I guess, because he's back. So.
Oh, he's gonna. Oh, I'm gonna close out the show. Okay. No, we got about another. We got 11 minutes left. Again, it's gonna wrap it up for us. But thank you guys for tuning in. For all of the listeners out there, thank you so much. Tell a friend. By the way, tell a friend if they're on Facebook, they can go to Solar Records Radio on Facebook, like the page. Tell the friend to like the page. Tell their friend's friend to like the page. And I also want to thank everybody for donating to the show. You can go to, again, solarrecordsradio.com, wardellpottsjr.com if you want to donate to the show. Also, if you want to get some cool merchandise. You still got some hats out there, don't you, Wardell?
I sure do. We sure do.
All right, and definitely get some hats and masks and mugs and
t-shirts, hoodies.
There you go. Those t-shirts, of course. But check that out. And also, if you want to go on the Cash App, go to $Solar Records Radio. It's all like one big word. So Again, want to thank everybody for donating. Thank everybody for supporting the show. We want to make every show better than the last one. I know that's hard to do because since our shows are like the bomb anyway. I just want to thank everybody for tuning in and hanging out and supporting the show. And Wardell, tell them what's up for tomorrow, man, or just this weekend.
Well, so this weekend we have Soul I Want to Dance at 2 p.m. Not 3 p.m. Eastern, but 2 p.m., an hour earlier than normal. So come hang out as we're going to have Lucas on tomorrow, an artist out of the U.K. He's amazing. You got to check him out. And just he called in earlier. Very humble brother, very beautiful spirit. You got to check him out. And then on Sunday, we celebrate, we love on our Savior. And so we do praise and worship. Come and join me at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard as we, thank God for blessing us with each other and the station opportunity to get to know each other across the pond and hang out, so, and play some good music in the, in the meantime. So that's what's happening for this weekend. We thank you guys again. And I'm going to say goodnight to Greg because he's, I don't know what happened to him. His phone may have died. So we're going to say goodnight to him. So Astrid, you want to say something before we go?
Thank you for having me on the show, Wardell. We were talking about it a couple of years ago, and well, thank you again for having me. This is just awesome. Yes.
All right.
You're welcome. All right. Shout out all right.
You. Shout out to Dance Radio. Shout out to Dance
Radio. I will, yes. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Well, hey, let's go ahead and, again, thank you guys for hanging out. Astrid, it's a pleasure having you on, as always.
Thank you,
again, Dan. We're going to close out. We're going to close out a little Midnight Star, Engine Number 9, 1986, of course, from the Headlines album. We'll see you guys tomorrow because Solar wants to dance. What the hell? I am out, bro. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Okay, God bless you guys.
Okay, bye-bye, guys. Bye, John. Bye.